Chapter 2 from Dehen Kunsinim's translation of the Diamond Sutra. A wise man asks for the Dharma. At that time, the elder Bhikkhu Subhuti arose from his place among those who had gathered near the Buddha. He swept his robe over his right shoulder, placed his right knee on the ground, and kneeling thus, with his palms together, spoke, "How rare a world, honored one! Non duly does Tathagata guide and manage the innumerable transformation bodhisattvas arising from one mind. Non duly does Tathagata direct and make use of all the response bodhisattvas of one mind. World honored one, if I have understood correctly, you have taught us that when men and women awaken to the highest truth, they are able to respond proactively, wisely, positively to the impermanence of every place and thing, of every life and creation. As they become one with the unenlightened beings within their body, all of those beings naturally surrender and follow one mind. When nothing is not themselves, this non-dual mind is able to instantly manifest and send forth whatever is needed." "Excellent, Subhuti, excellent," replied the Buddha. "It is as you have said. Tathagata means the mind where inside and outside are already one. And so Tathagata guides and controls the transformation, response, and manifestation of all the innumerable bodhisattvas existing within. Now listen carefully, and I'll tell you something special. Wise women and men who want to awaken to the highest truth have to manage the lives within themselves by becoming one with them. They have to take these consciousnesses, these inner lives of one mind, which aren't yet moving in accord with one mind, and cause these lives to surrender and follow one mind. Thank you, world-honored one. Your words fill me with joy. Can you please speak more about this?" End of chapter 2.